USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the country's top infectious disease expert, owns up to doing some not-so-smart things as he helps lead the White House effort to stem the spread of the new coronavirus. Things like forgetting to eat and not getting enough sleep. The blunt-speaking Fauci also has had to contend with a deluge of online threats and uncomfortable personal encounters with admirers as the pandemic consumes his every hour. Nevertheless, the 79-year-old epidemiologist insists he's just doing his job. Still, concerns about his safety are serious enough that Fauci now has a security detail. The Department of Health and Human Services requested that the U.S. Marshals Services authorize special agents from the HHS Inspector General's office as part of Fauci's protection, according to people familiar with those arrangements. The Justice Department approved a request to deputize 9 agents to protect Fauci. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump has informed Congress that he is removing Michael Atkinson, the inspector general who flagged the Ukraine whistleblower complaint. In a letter to the leaders of the House and Senate Intelligence Committee, the president said, "This is to advise you I am exercising my power as president to remove from office the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community." The letter also says, "It is vital that I have the fullest confidence in the appointees serving as Inspectors General. This is no longer the case with this particular Inspector General." The firing is to take place in 30 days. Pop singer Pink, who said she's recovering from COVID-19, announced via Twitter that she's donating $1 million to help healthcare professionals in the fight against coronavirus. Half will go to Philadelphia's Temple University Hospital Emergency Fund, and the other $500,000 will go to the Los Angeles Emergency Fund. Pink's mother worked at Temple for 18 years, according to the singer. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A federal judge ordered that Wisconsin officials withhold reporting any results from Tuesday's election until the extended absentee balloting is completed on April 13th. U.S. District Judge William Connolly granted a request from the Wisconsin Elections Commission following his order a day earlier for extended absentee voting. Governor Tony Evers and others have encouraged people to vote absentee, and more than 1 million people requested ballots. Wisconsin is the only state with an April primary that is still moving forward during the coronavirus.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
There ain't no sunshine in the music business today, as Bill Withers, who wrote and sang a string of soulful songs in the 70s that have stood the test of time, including Lean on Me, Lovely Day, and Ain't No Sunshine, has passed away due to heart complications at the age of 81. He joined the Navy at age 17 and spent 9 years in the service as an aircraft mechanic. After his discharge, he was moved to Los Angeles. He worked in an aircraft parts factory, bought a guitar at a pawn shop, and started recording demos of his tunes in hopes of landing a recording contract. His career took off when he was signed by Columbia Records. He was awarded Grammys as a songwriter for Ain't No Sunshine in 71 and Just the Two of Us in 1981. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015 by Stevie Wonder. He is survived by his wife, Marcia, and children, Todd and Corey. Keep up with all your news at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.